Advanced Energy United wants to see utility-scale solar projects move ahead in Virginia while overcoming local opposition to some large-scale solar builds. That could help lower those bills, says Jim Puracow, Advanced Energy's Virginia director.
There's a perception that solar is to blame for a loss of the agriculture and forest land in the Commonwealth, and that's not true. There is a study that was pushed out by the Virginia Commonwealth University in December of 2024 that states that the current projects, as of June of 2024, only comprised about 0.11% of all forest land and only 0.6% of all cropland cover within the state.
Some of that land zoned for agricultural is considered less than ideal for growing crops, says Puracow, who also says solar can supplement what is produced at more traditional power plants still relying on fossil fuels.
We want to take advantage of that additional capacity. So the existing facilities that I mentioned before are only operating at about a third of their capacity because it's too inefficient for them to operate at 100%. And what can we do with the other 70%, you say? Let's put in solar, let's put in wind, let's put in storage. That makes the facility much more flexible and much more cost effective.
Clean energy wins is the message that came out of the November 4th election. That's according to Advanced Energy United in Virginia and in New Jersey. Gene Marano, WFIR News.